The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to the Story with Jet on 96.4 Radio Southland. In the studio this morning, I've got my friend Samaria, who is the Chief Executive Officer at Our River Synergy in Marihutu, Invercargill. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me. Lovely to see you. Heard you've been partying a bit lately, but we won't go into that, will we? So you want to know about healthy homes?
Yep.
So what it means for a healthy home for everyday families is families being able to heat their home efficiently and not have to worry about power bills and being able to turn heating on to keep them warm at a good temperature.
Why is this such a big issue here in Southland?
Yeah, good question. So here in Southland, we have larger homes. So one of the oldest housing stocks compared to the rest of the country. So it does take our homes a lot to heat. And if we don't have good insulation, then we lose that heat.
What are the biggest problems you're seeing in homes right now?
Yeah, a big issue that we do see is lots of moisture. Lots of moisture inside people's homes. You know, there's still a lot of people that don't have insulation in the ceiling and underfloor. Mm-hmm. You know, older windows and no insulation in the walls. And sometimes inefficient heating. So, yeah, our team can go in and upgrade all those aspects to help people have a more healthier home.
How do cold and damp homes affect people's health?
Yeah, so if we have a cold, damp home, first off, if there's too much moisture, it is harder to heat and it's more expensive. And the other part is it's not very good for our health. So if we're breathing in damp, moist air, it's actually not good for our lungs. And it can, if you've got respiratory conditions, it can also trigger asthma attacks and all sorts.
What are some simple load toxins people turn to straight away?
Yeah, so low cost things that you can do in your home would be rolling up old towels or even new towels and putting them on top of your curtain rail. Because when the sun sets, that's when we want to pull our curtains. And, you know, having three layers of curtains is really good because that's a good insulation barrier on the window. But when we heat our homes, all that warm air that we produce that's expensive, that's going in behind the curtain rail and it's being cooled off from the window outside and then it's creating a draft underneath the curtain. So if you can stop that, you know, put some old towels up top of the rails in your bedrooms when you close your curtains, that will really help. Quick, cheap, easy, free.
Yeah. Do people think this is expensive when it doesn't have to be?
Yep, definitely. There are some really easy things that we can do. One would be, you know, if you've got a heat pump in your home, which is one of the most efficient ways of heating a space.
Yeah.
Because for every one bit of energy you put into a heat pump, you kind of receive 4 to 5 back. So that helps with the heating. But people sometimes use them wrong. So hopefully, do you have a heat pump, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you? What's that?
Free heat pumps. Near my room, one in the kitchen.
Oh, three heat pumps. In the lounge. Yeah, awesome. So, what you want to do is when you get home, because we don't want to have it running all day long if you're not at home because that's inefficient. Yeah. But when you get home, turn it on to 21.
Okay.
So, just think 21st birthdays, which we would like to celebrate. Yeah. Don't go any higher than 21. Because if you go high, like say there's a lot of people that come home and they crank it up to 27 degrees, you're using 50% more electricity.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're better off 21, 21st birthdays, and turn the fan up to the highest setting to heat your home faster.
Mm-hmm.
That's way more efficient than cranking the temperature right up. So people think, oh, yeah, if I crank the temperature up, that's going to heat my home faster. And it doesn't. It just wastes a whole heap of electricity that you don't need to. And the other thing, sorry, I'll add on to that, is the mode you have it on, you don't want it on automatic. Because if you set it at 21 degrees on automatic, the mode, and say, you know, on those winter days when it's really sunny and the sun streams in and it can heat up, if the room and the temperature goes up to 25 degrees, then the air conditioning is going to kick in and bring it back down to 21. And that's what wastes electricity. So you want it on the heat mode, which is sometimes like a H or a star, or it might say heat. That's the most efficient way to use your heat pump.
Mm-hmm. I think, mate, it was remodeled on Thursday. It was on Tuesday night. Our heat pump was making a funny noise, and my flatmate had a look and didn't know what it was, and it was making a light noise, and I don't know what it was doing.
Oh, really?
Because it was heating up or what?
So your heat pump was making a funny noise. Do you know how old your heat pump is?
No.
No. Do you think it's old or do you think it's semi-new? Couple of years?
I'm not sure, mate, because the landlord, he may know any way, but I think it's been in there ever since the house was actually made.
Built.
He done the whole,
renovation.
Renovated the whole place to the, not age of the day, it was, different.
To separate rooms out?
Yeah,
I see. So if, you know, what we want to make sure is if we've got a heat pump is we're taking the front off and we're cleaning the filter, vacuuming that every week. Do you do that?
No.
So that's something that you should get all of your... everyone in the flat into, that's a good practice. You know, when you do your luxing, vacuuming, and you do your household chores, do that at the same time, because there's a whole heap of dust that will build up on that. And the more frequent you are at cleaning that, the more efficient it's going to be. So that's the first thing. The other thing is every 18 months, get a service done on the heat pump. And that's where a professional, so our team can do that. They come in and they give the heat pump a good clean internally on the outside and everything else, and that will help the heat pump last longer and it will be more efficient. So you'll feel the temperature will be a lot more better after doing that.
What's the biggest mystery you hear when you're out in the community?
Yeah, good question. So I do heaps of workshops all over Southland. And I get a lot of questions about how to use the heat pump.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest questions is, should we leave the heat pump running 24 hours a day? What do you think?
No.
You're exactly right, Jack.
Especially, when I'm, not at home or no one's at home, we'd, turn off the heat pump because just in case something catches fire.
Plus it's a waste of electricity. You know, there's a myth out there, and I think, you know, installers have told people leave the heat pump running all the time because it won't cost as much to increase the temperature, but it's false. You don't want to be wasting electricity, it's pointless. And just come home, turn it on 21 degrees and crank the fan up faster to heat the home faster, because the fan doesn't cost, it's minimal cost to use. So that's the one biggest thing that everyone asks, because a lot of people are confused.
Yeah. Are there subsidised or support options people should know about?
Yes. So we have a range of subsidies for homeowners in different situations for insulation and heating. And we also run a few other programs. So... Carrie, who does our Healthy Homes Initiative, she'll, if there's people that meet certain criteria, she can go out to the home and visit and do some education with people and put good curtains in and all sorts. But I just recommend ringing our team and they can get you onto the best subsidy for your home.
What's the one message you want every listener to take away today?
Oh, that's a hard one because I've got a few messages. One would be manage the moisture, open up your windows, use your extractor fans to get rid of that moisture, because in winter there can be a big build-up of moisture inside the home, and when you have too much moisture, it is harder to heat. And that's where, you get lots of condensation on the windows and everything else.
But at
the same time, we've got to balance the temperature, because if it's too cold and we're not actually heating the home, then that's where the moisture is going to condensate on the windows and the temperature helps dry it out. But I've got another key message, and that would be, I'm available to go out to any community group or business to do a 45-minute workshop with staff or community members, and I run through all the myths and all the different things on how to make a home more energy efficient and what's the easiest way to heat it and how to save on your electricity bills. Because it is about that thermal envelope and creating a good environment.
If Job Joke wants a free healthy homes workshop, contact our Rural Synergy on 0800 Warm South.
Yes, love it.
And what do you enjoy doing when you're not working?
I enjoy being with my family. Family time, kids, grandkids, getting out and about, doing things. I want to just do a wee shout out to my team, to the team at Awaroa Synergy. They're doing such a great job. It's busy winter time and they're outside in the cold, getting in the underfloors and everything else. And if anyone has any questions or subsidies, we've got the amazing office team who take phone calls. A shout out to Brookster, she is the star who'll be able to answer any hard questions, so give her a call. So our team are available on 0800 Warm South, and if you want a workshop, you can go on our website and check it out, or just ring up, or send us an email.
What made you decide that you wanted to be the chief executive of Awaroa Synergy, and how did it come about?
Why did I decide to be the chief executive, or how it all come about? So we started off in Bluff. There was a group of us, we were introduced to healthy homes projects in the North Island, and we kind of thought, man, we need this down here in the deep south because we're so cold. So that's going on 22 years ago. And I'm really motivated and driven by the changes that all these products make in people's lives and homes. It is cold. It's cold outside today, isn't it?
It
is freezing.
Why did winter ever exist?
Why does it exist?
Because it's so cold. But in Victoria, where it gets winter a month before every single other place in New Zealand.
And especially when it's snowing, up in the, in Queenstown and everything, man, you can really feel that chill.
Someone said it was meant to snow here, but I don't know if it will, though.
That would be so lovely. My daughter has been screaming out to see the snow.
Really?
She's 8 years old, and I'm like, one day we'll see snow, maybe.
What is the best way to prevent mold from in your home?
Yeah, so preventing mold in our homes, especially here in Southland, wintertime is hard because everyone is indoors a lot, and you've got, people breathing, which produces moisture, and it's a big build-up of lots of moisture that can condensate and then eventually create mould. And in New Zealand, we are really good at heating our lounges, which we actually don't spend a lot of time in our lounge. And the most time we do spend in our houses is our bedrooms. And we are not very good at heating our bedrooms. And so all that moisture we create during the day, whether, breathing, cooking, showers, baths, that all accumulates, especially if you don't open your windows and help that moisture escape. Then at nighttime when we heat our lounge, the moisture is rushing to the coldest part of the house, which is usually the bedroom. So that's why a lot of people have a big build-up of moisture in their bedrooms and they don't know what to do. One big thing is creating that thermal envelope like I talked about before, ensuring that you've got good curtains in the bedroom and everything else so that the temperature, you're not competing with temperature.
Yeah.
Having heating on in the bedroom, you could have just, you know, low temperature. But if you've got good insulation, it's going to hold the heat because the heat doesn't allow the moisture to condensate. It balances it out and it helps dry it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, unfortunately, we, as I said before, we're not that great at heating our homes.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to prevent mold is moisture management. But if we do end up with mold on our, you know, windowsills and all those sorts of things, what you want to do is hot soapy water, give it a good scrub first, let that dry, and then we want to spray some vinegar, but we want it a third vinegar to 2/3 water. Mm-hmm. Spray that on, give that another good scrub, and then we want to also do another hot soapy scrub on top as well to try and get rid of it. We don't want to buy the those products in the supermarket that are there to get rid of mold because sometimes they camouflage the kind of mold spores and then they keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the root cause of the problem is people are not great at managing moisture and having a good thermal envelope plus heating.
This show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the program's tab, link to stream podcast, and also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosouthland. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can also look for the podcast on Spotify, search us out, and make sure you follow us or do the Digital Play or Apple App Store, and then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Thanks to my friend Samaria for coming on show this morning and tap up the awesome mahi you do as the chief executive of our vicinity.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.